Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, Leo from Frog Leap Studios has done it again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What did he do this time?
Well, you know, he did something metal. You know that. He metal-fied something.
Yeah, it's rare that he does reggae covers.
And this time, Leo reimagined the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song, which I think is awesome just the way it is. But, well, let's see how Leo did it.
Effing bunga.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's a good version.
After 30 plus years, I still remember all the lyrics.
Yeah.
I was singing along too, and I love that so much.
He really kept it true to the song.
Yeah.
I don't know why that made me happy. Like, you just kind of made it just more crunchy sounding, but if they ever do another movie, they better use that version.
Right.
That is a good version. You're absolutely right.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss to Leo once again.
Good job, Leo.
He never messes up.
No, yeah, he doesn't.
He even had their the masks on. He had the mask on when he was playing, which was pretty cool. And he was Raffy, I think. Right? He was wearing red, so was he Raffy?
Yeah.
Well, Raffy's the most metal of them all, of course.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I'm not Raffy sure why, but...
Well, so. He was the most sullen one.
I'm actually surprised he hasn't covered that already. That just feels like something that would have been done by him already. But, I mean, you know, I guess he's got so many songs and so much time.
Yeah, he may have forgotten that he didn't do it.
Yeah, or maybe he did do it and he just forgot too. But maybe he's out there already. He's already covered that.
Yeah. Man, that just opens the doors where he can just metalify almost any theme song for any show that we love. You know, now if he can do sitcoms and things like that, I'm kind of getting into it. You know? I think I want it.
If he does the Growing Pains cover, the theme song for that, you know, I'm going to just be a happy man forever.
Okay, so he's got you with the Turtles. Now he needs to do the Growing Pains and you're in.
Yeah.
I don't even know the Growing Pains theme song.
You don't?
No, I can't remember it.
What was it? Show me that smile again.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Was that it?
That was pretty good.
I don't know.
Just another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. Nowhere near.
I was going to play the original, but you're
ready to.
See, why are you playing the air guitar like that? Any reason?
No, there's no guitar. I don't even think if you play it, I don't even believe there's guitar
no,
in the song. Here comes the best part, BJ.
As long as we got each other.
Oh, yeah.
See, you can do the guitar right there.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, I knew there was a guitar.
Maybe rain or shine.
Oh, wait, second part. You were playing the air guitar. So I knew there had to be a guitar. Yeah, this was this Alan Thicke? Was this the baller one?
To be.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
He's in the show. You would think he would actually be singing it too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this was
all the time.
Yeah.
No.
I forgot that he sang it. Yeah. I guess we know where Robin gets all the talent. We didn't. Now we know there's a lot of talent in the Thicke family when it comes to singing.
So it said he should do the theme song to Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can go for that.
I'm in a good mood after hearing the Growing Pains theme song.
I'm not sure.
I was stoked after the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just because it gets you going. But
I was too, the Leo version. I don't know if Growing Pains did it for me.
Yeah, I don't know so much on that one.
Maybe
you
guys need to watch the show to understand how great that theme song is.
I did watch the show.
Me too.
I remember the show.
Watching it, yes.
And the theme song just, yeah.
As
long as we've got each other.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Yeah,
thank you. We got a situation, guys. The neighborhood is dealing with a real crappy situation.
Oh, no.
They got a serial pooper.
Oh, again? Wow.
This is nuts, as it were. Maybe, well, as the other side.
Peanuts.
Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia Puyol for giving us the Migs Report. And today is the day to celebrate the dinosaurs. It's National Dinosaurs Day. So for all the dinosaurs out there listening, BJ, thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. That's lovely. Thank you.
Maybe watch Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah? Is that what I should do? Watch my people?
Oh, no. I was just kidding.
Yeah, sure.
All right, or what was that show, the sitcom? Was it called just Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I love that
one. It was really good.
The baby. Watch that one.
Wow.
Dino babies?
Yeah.
Okay. Dino babies.
Godzilla? Is he a dinosaur?
It's sort of like steroids.
Atomic. Really, atomic energy really did it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the A bomb. The A bomb did it to Godzilla.
But it's also National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. So,
oh, okay.
Of course, today's the day to enjoy an ice cream sandwich. And I love that somebody just did a poll of 30,000 Americans. So they actually did some work and asked a bunch of people, asking the simple question: is ice cream good any time of the year?
And the answer is.
Nearly 70% said, yep, year-round. I want to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who those 30% are, but I don't think they're Americans.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Cold outside, hot outside, it doesn't matter to me. Ice cream is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's move from ice cream. This is a tough transition, but from ice cream to poop.
Oh, no. And sometimes, I guess that's what the poop emoji was supposed to be back in the day.
Yeah, if you take the poop emoji and the ice cream cone emoji thing... If you put them next to each other, the poop emoji fits exactly in the same shape as the ice cream, the soft ice cream cone.
Today I learned.
Yeah, it was supposed to be that, and then you perverts, you know? Yeah.
That's why we don't have a chocolate ice cream emoji. That's just the poop emoji.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, I feel like it's like once every month there's a story about a serial pooper in some neighborhood, and every time it's because that person likes to exercise. I'm telling you, this exercising thing, this jogging thing is not good for your health.
At least not
good for your bowels.
This must have been going on for the longest time because we've had joggers for the longest time, yep. But somehow we're hearing about this just now. It seems like in the last couple of years.
Yeah, apparently there's a bunch of people in a neighborhood in Denver right now are dealing with a guy who's been pooping in their alleys. One neighbor caught him on surveillance video. They called the cops. Another guy says, "Yeah, it looks like he's exercising, and he just pulls his pants down in broad daylight and uses the alleyway as his toilet." And just like the story we shared last week with the woman that was doing this, this guy is walking around with toilet paper to handle his business. So it's kind of premeditated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's a bunch of the residents of the neighborhood and a news reporter talking about it.
If people get upset of you over their dog pooping in their yard, you can imagine people would get upset if they caught a human being doing it behind their house.
They're coming prepared with toilet paper, but not a bag, and not coming back to clean up.
Now neighbors wonder what will happen next. Will the public attention prevent or perhaps encourage future dump and runs?
Dump and run.
Did he really ask that question?
Yeah.
Will this encourage...
Yeah.
Man, I wasn't going to poop in the alley, but then I saw it on the news, and that seemed pretty cool.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to do it now.
Give that news reporter an Emmy.
Yeah.
Which is
jumping
odd because
runs.
Today in the mail, I don't know if you saw this, BJ, but it was addressed to you. And I was like, what the hell is this? It just says free sample inside.
Okay.
I'm like, is this like a hair product? And then it says size extra large. So I open it up, BJ.
Okay, what is this?
They're adult diapers.
No.
Wow. I don't know why, but somebody just sent you some adult diapers.
That is hysterical. Did they at least leave their name? I want to thank them because I'll be needing them.
There's a peach colored and then a gray colored.
Oh, yes.
And it says experience the difference. Silhouette. Underwear that protects.
Oh, yeah. I love this. It's protected by it. So is it for incontinence or can I dump and run?
It's up to you, man. Also includes a $3 coupon in here, but it's maximum absorbency, locks away odor and wetness, and ultra soft liner.
Oh, I feel like that's got to be for incontinence, you know, where you just you don't know when you're going to go and you got to go. That's going to be handy. Joey D's, bring that home for me.
Yeah, there's two of them for him.
Yeah.
Enjoy those.
Lovely.
Enjoy those.
Thanks, buddy. Whoever sent them, you know what I like.
What the hell is wrong with this?
I don't know. I got a lot of fans, Steve. A lot of people know my needs. You know, people like that woman that was on the commercial going, oh, my husband knows the jewelry I love. That listener knows the diapers I love.
It's time for me to jump into the world of female adult diapers.
It's time.
Wow.
Well, Steve. Not all the gifts can be winners.
It might be the greatest gift ever sent to us.
You know, you guys.
If it was a gift, but it looks like it's a promo item. So was it just some random occurrence that somebody said, you know what, let's send this to the radio station? They probably want adult diapers.
Wow. Well, that is, I mean, they targeted the right person. They sent it to the right guy.
Oh, man. Sounders, they lost 1-0 on Saturday.
What is going on? After their unbeaten strength, now they're just, the teens.
The teenagers had to go back to school, so now they're screwed.
Yeah. Got to get those kids back.
Mariners, man. Oh, they lost again. They lost at 2 out of 3 against the lowly Texas Rangers. And the two games that they lost, they blew the lead in the ninth. Blown save, which, of course, is like a lot of people are bummed because they got rid of their great relief pitcher in that one trade. Yeah. They lost yesterday 4-3 against the Rangers. They were up 4-1 with the lead in the ninth. But now they're off to Tampa Bay. They need to win these games if they want to stay in the playoff contention. But the problem is that, yeah, they blew a couple saves. But I don't know what's wrong with some of these Mariners fans. You would think we're used to losing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, some Mariners fans are so mad that they blew a couple of saves. It was mainly Mariners pitcher Eric Swanson that he had to go to social media and be like, look, I love you Mariners fans. But for those of you sending me and also sliding to my wife's DM, sending her death threats because
it's
unacceptable. And I mean,
what?
Yeah, he's like, look, I should have been better. I take full responsibility for my loss. I have no problem seeing you fans yell at me and call me everything in the book inside my DMs. But when you threaten my family and go inside my wife's DMs and comment on her pictures wishing death upon us.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's where I draw the line. Which, I mean.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's unreasonable of him to draw the line on that.
Well, he's crazy.
What the hell is wrong with fans, quote unquote, that think that's okay?
You know what? Did you see? Somebody sent me pictures. There was a fight. Like, guys were punching each other at T-Mobile Park at one of the games recently.
We've stung for years? Like, why all of a sudden is everyone getting all mad?
And we're like the courteous fans. We don't do stuff like that usually. What is happening to us? Wow, that's horrible.
Maybe a few Red Sox fans turned into Mariners fans.
Oh, that could very well be. I mean, you're absolutely.
They don't understand
right.
How to be a Mariners fan. You would just accept defeat.
Wow,
what the hell? But seriously, that's just I mean, you want to tweet at him and say you suck, whatever. I'm sure it seems like he's got the thick skin for that. But you don't send stuff like that, and you don't go into his wife's DMs. Like, how lame are you of a human being that you're doing that?
Look, but I can understand the frustration because Texas is like really bad.
I don't understand
they're
the frustration,
really bad.
To send a death threat.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There is no understanding.
Yeah, that's really, that's bad. I mean, but man, dude, wow. Did you see that the rookie set a record? Because it's the first time a rookie in the history of baseball has ever hit back-to-back walk-off home runs for Texas.
Oh, I didn't know he was a rookie. I did see it was back-to-back, but I didn't realize he was a rookie.
Yeah, never been done before.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for you. Since he needs some adult diapers, we got some gifts for him.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, so it just seems like everything the Mariners did is just horrible since the trade deadline. Like and Tampa Bay right now, a very hot team.
Yes.
So it's not looking, I mean, unless the Mariners have a way, though, of losing to the worst teams, and maybe they'll beat Tampa Bay. Maybe they'll make that happen.
I hope so, man. That was a rough go because they won the first game. That was fun on Friday night watching that one. That was a fun game to watch. And then then they just went to crap city. They need those diapers.
Yeah. When you're blowing leads like that, and it's pretty suspicious when you're blowing leads like that. And then, of course, you know, you sent your great closer away.
Yeah, if only they had a good relief pitcher that could save games for them.
Yeah.
Can we fire up the DeLorean?
Yeah. Yeah, and we gave the pitcher to basically one of our rivals in our division too.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like everything about this whole season is just very odd.
Well, as far as weather, it's going to be a nice day today. 81 degrees. That's the major report, and that's what's up.
That is what's up, man. God, that does suck. I don't know if you guys are following the Olympics, but there may be a better reason to do it because NBC streaming the Peacock Network. Enlisted Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart to do commentary on the Olympic Games.
Dude,
this
Snoop,
is brilliant.
I know that people have used Snoop to do commentary for boxing, some MMA stuff as well. I've also seen him do some hockey commentating. Snoop is just great when it comes to being a sports announcer guy. I mean, obviously he does it in his Snoop way, but he's very entertaining.
And you're absolutely right. And man, the guy, he has somehow become an icon that everybody loves. You know, when you consider his roots, which back before marijuana was as cool as it is now, I mean, you know, Snoop was kind of an outlaw. And now he's like, everybody loves him. Ever since he hung out with Martha Stewart, everybody loves Snoop.
He's the hip-hop Willie Nelson, man.
Yes. Hip-hop Willie Nelson. Yes.
You know what I mean? Everybody wants to get stoned with Snoop.
So here he is with Kevin Hart. And the two of them are watching an equestrian event, and of course they have to do some commentary, and they decide to comment on the footwork of the horses.
Horses, I like this. This is equestrian.
This is prancing.
They call this equestrian.
By the way, look at that horse.
The horse crip walking, girl. You see that? On the set. That's gangsters of love. Hey! This horse is off the chain. I gotta get this motherfucker in a video.
Oh,
oh my God.
Snoop's out.
put the horse in the video.
I need that.
Horse crip walking is officially in the Olympics.
Man, you see that?
Well, I've never watched the question. Is that how horses walk in
the equestrian? Yeah, they prance and dance around.
Wow.
It's basically horse prancing.
That is brilliant. That
so what
is
are they doing
brilliant.
In equestrian? I don't even understand that.
I have no idea either.
How do you win?
I thought they had races. I didn't know they do the prancing stuff.
Equestrian is like the horse jumping. So they'll do the prancing, they'll do the dancing, they'll jump over things. And usually judges will judge them based off of whether the horse does what they're supposed to do, how fancy they look. I'm just watching a horse prance and it's the funniest thing ever. But yeah, it's a judge-based event usually.
Wow. This is brilliant. I mean, this is even Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is the funny guy. He cracked up at Snoop and what he had to say.
I wasn't expecting him to say
got to put him in a video. In this clip, Snoop and Kevin share that they believe that horses should get medals too.
Do the horses get medals when they win too, or they don't get medals?
That's a good question, Snoop. I've never seen a horse with a medal.
Do they?
No, it goes to the person on the horse, which should be changed.
He ain't did nothing but just went for the ride. Yeah, just stayed on for the ride. Just.
You didn't have your ankles taped. The horse did. I demand for a horse to get the respect that they deserve and the same bragging rights as the jockey. You start to hang a medal on these horses' neck, so when they get around the other horses, they can and show the other horse.
Wow. You know what? This is a winner. I would watch the Olympics if those two were covering all the events.
Well, I know they drug test the athletes, but clearly not the commentators.
Please don't.
Random conversation to have.
Wow.
I feel like I'm back in college in my old fraternity house, smoking pot, commentating on horses and whether or not they deserve medals.
That's what I want. I mean, that is because I don't care about equestrian. I don't care about that event at all. That event seems like ridiculous to me. But you know what? It made me want to watch it.
I'll be honestly, I've always just thought it was like a form of a horse race, like just straight up like, okay, let's go. Here I am, in my 40s, and I just now have watched equestrian for the first time.
It seems very fancy. Thanks, British, Snoop. Too. You know, if you see the way they're dressed.
So fancy.
I
mean?
It's like fancy British stuff is what that equestrian stuff looks like to me.
How do you even judge it?
Obviously. Very carefully. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be a terrible Olympic judge. Like, we watch some gymnastics stuff because my wife is huge into gymnastics. And when they do some stuff and I'm just like, 10 out of 10. Like, I see something. I'm like, give them 100 out of 10. That was crazy. They didn't bust their knees landing like that. And then they're like, the landing was terrible. And I'm like, they landed on their feet and didn't hurt themselves. That seems like a success.
There's too much bounce there, Steve.
Yeah. They snap back a little bit or the knees flare it out. And I'm like, you suck. Try it yourself.
They just did like 4 flips. Of course they're going to bounce a little bit more.
I would love to see the athletes just turn to the judges and say, you suck. Try it yourself. That would be so fantastic.
You scored this at 6.9. Yeah. You suck.
You know how long I've been training to get here while you fat asses are just sitting there doing nothing? You try it yourself. Yeah, I love that.
You can't even do a somersault without breaking your hip, Judge.
Yeah, really. On Friday, Steve did get this one wrong.
What salad is typically made of celery, grapes, apples, walnuts, and mayonnaise?
The hell? Mayonnaise? Cobb salad?
No.
Caesar salad?
No.
Unhealthy salad?
No.
Waldorf, the unhealthy salad. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:48 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.